Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldhar and here Maseches Menachos Daf Tzadit Tes, the 11th parak Shnei Alechem. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in addition to the Shulchan HaZahav in the Heichal, there are two tables in the Ulam, one of silver, Rashi says it was marble, but white like silver, and one of gold. The Kohanim placed the Lechem on the silver table as they were entering the Heichal, and on the gold table upon exiting, Shemalim B'Kodesh V'lo Maridin, because we ascend in matters of Kedush but do not descend, so the Lechem is not placed onto the silver table after being on the golden Shulchan in the Heichal. Rebbe says the source for Ein Moridin is a pasuk which describes Moshe's erecting the Mishkan, which both begins and ends with a loftier term, V'yakam, and he raised up. We derive Malin from the fact that the shovels of Korach's followers began as Tashmish Mizbeach, accessories to the Mizbeach, when they were used for offering Ketores, and later were used to cover the Mizbeach HaZahav itself. Relatedly, both the second Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos, broken pieces of the first Luchos, were placed inside the Aron, which teaches us regarding a Talmud Chacham who forgot his learning involuntarily, She'en Nehogin Bo Minhag B'Zayon, that we do not treat him in a demeaning way. Point number two, Reish Lakish said, Pamim should be tool shel Torah zeh yisoda. Sometimes the cessation of Torah is itself its establishment, because the pasuk says about the Luchos, Asher Shibarta, which you broke, hinting that the Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Yashar Kochacha Shibarta, may your strength stay true, for you broke the Luchos. Reish Lakish also said, Talmud Chacham Shesarach, regarding a Talmud Chacham who sinned, we do not disgrace him in public based on a drasha. He also said, anyone who causes even one word of his Torah learning to be forgotten transgresses a prohibition, as the pasuk says, beware for yourself and greatly guard your soul, lest you forget the things that you saw at Har Sinai, and the term hishamer constitutes a love. Ravina says Hishamer and Pen constitute two loving, and Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says Ushmor constitutes a third love. This prohibition does not include forgetting Machmos Onso involuntarily, because the pasuk's expression Ufen Yasura Muvavcha, unless you remove from your heart, implies B'Mesiras Malibo, one who removes him from his heart. Also, the word Rak only excludes forgetting because Takva Lav Mishnaso, his learning overwhelmed him. And point number three, in a brace, Rabbi Yossi says, disagreeing with the Mishnah's Tanakama, that even removing the lechem upon him in the morning and placing new lechem on it in the evening fulfills the tamid requirement. Rabbi Ami derives from this, even if a person only learned one chapter of Torah in the morning and one chapter in the evening, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Oyamush Sefer Torah Hazem Ipicho. This book of the Torah shall not leave your mouth. Rather, you shall contemplate it day and night. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai taught that even reciting Shema in the morning and evening fulfills Lo Yamush. Rabbi Yochanan added that it's forbidden to tell this before Amei Arz, but Rava said it's a mitzvah to do so. Rabbi Shmuel's nephew asked him, having learned the entire Torah, can he learn Greek wisdom? He quoted this pasuk and said, Tse ubdok shah she'enu lo min yom, lo min alaylo, lomod ba chachmas yavanis. Go out and seek a time which is neither day nor night, and learn Greek wisdom then. However, Rabbi Yonason is quoted as saying that this pasuk is neither an obligation nor a reshus, but a bracha, which he proceeds to explain. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, in addition to the Shulchan HaZahav in the Heichal, there were two tables in the Ulam, one of silver, Rashi says it was marble, but white like silver, and one of gold. The Kohanim placed the Lechem on the silver table as they were entering the Heichal, and on the gold table upon exiting, Shemalim B'Kodesh V'lo Maridin, because we ascend in matters of Kedush but do not descend, so the Lechem is not placed onto the silver table after being on the golden Shulchan in the Heichal. Rebbe says the source for Ein Moridin is a pasuk which describes Moshe's erecting the Mishkan, which both begins and ends with a loftier term, V'yakam, and he raised up. We derive Malin from the fact that the shovels of Korach's followers began as Tashmish Mizbeach, accessories to the Mizbeach, when they were used for offering Ketores, and later were used to cover the Mizbeach HaZahav itself. Relatedly, both the second Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos, broken pieces of the first Luchos, were placed inside the Aron, which teaches us regarding a Talmud Chacham who forgot his learning involuntarily, She'en Nehogin Bo Minhag B'Zayon, that we do not treat him in a demeaning way. Point number two, Reish Lakish said, Pamim should be tool shel Torah zeh yisoda. Sometimes the cessation of Torah is itself its establishment, because the pasuk says about the Luchos, Asher Shibarta, which you broke, hinting that the Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Yashar Kochacha Shibarta, may your strength stay true, for you broke the Luchos. Reish Lakish also said, Talmud Chacham Shesarach, regarding a Talmud Chacham who sinned, we do not disgrace him in public based on a drasha. He also said, Anyone who causes even one word of his Torah learning to be forgotten transgresses a prohibition, as the pasuk says, "Yishamer lecha u'shmor nafshecha ma'od pen tishkach es hadvarim." Beware for yourself and greatly guard your soul, lest you forget the things that you saw at Har Sinai. And the term "yishamer" constitutes a love. Ravina says "yishamer" and "pen" constitute two loving, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says "ushmor" constitutes a third love. This prohibition does not include forgetting machmos onso involuntarily, because the pasuk's expression "ufen yasura muvavcha," unless you remove from your heart, implies b'mesiras malibo, one who removes him from his heart. Also, the word "rak" only excludes forgetting because takva lav mishnaso, his learning overwhelmed him. And point number three, in a brayso, Rabbi Yossi says, disagreeing with the Mishnah's Tanna Kamma, that even removing the lechem upon him in the morning and placing new lechem on it in the evening fulfills the tamid requirement. Rabbi Ami derives from this, even if a person only learned one chapter of Torah in the morning and one chapter in the evening, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Oyamush Sefer Torah Hazeh Mipicho. This book of the Torah shall not leave your mouth. Rather, you shall contemplate it day and night. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught that even reciting Shema in the morning and evening fulfills Lo Yamush. Rabbi Yochanan added that it's forbidden to tell this before Amei Arz, but Rava said it's a mitzvah to do so. Rabbi Shmuel's nephew asked him, having learned the entire Torah, can he learn Greek wisdom? He quoted this pasuk and said, "Tse ubdok sha she'enu lo min yom, lo min alaylo, lomod ba chachmas yavanis." Go out and seek a time which is neither day nor night, and learn Greek wisdom then. However, Rabbi Yonason is quoted as saying that this pasuk is neither an obligation nor a reshus, but a bracha, which he proceeds to explain. All right, so now we go to our siman for Dav Tzadites, and our standard siman is a cheetah. So here goes. When a cheetah entered the Mikdash and ate the breads off the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh, and the gold table used for taking them out because Malim Makodesh Vein Moridin, the Kohen giving a shir nearby on the three lavin for forgetting one's Torah, had his Talmidim go and chase it, since they at least fulfilled their obligation of Lo Yamush by saying Shema in the morning and at night. Once again, slow motion. When a cheetah, that must be on Dav Tzadites. When a cheetah entered the Mikdash and ate the breads off the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh, and the gold table used for taking them out because Malim Makodesh Ve'ein Moridin, which reminds us, in addition to the Shulchan HaZahav in the Heichal, there were two tables in the Ulam, one of silver, Rashi says it was marble, but white like silver, and one of gold. The Kohanim placed the Lechem on the silver table as they were entering the Heichal, and on the gold table upon exiting, Shemalim Makodesh Ve'ein Moridin, because we ascend in matters of Kedusha, but do not descend, so the Lechem is not placed under the silver table after being on the golden shulchan in the Heichal. So when a cheetah entered the Mikdash and ate the breads off of the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh, and the gold table used for taking them out because Malim Makodesh Vein Moridin, the Kohen giving a shir nearby on the three lavin for forgetting one's Torah, which reminds us, Reish Lakish taught, Kol Meshacheach Davar Echad Matamudu Over Belav. Anyone who causes even one word of his Torah learning to be forgotten transgresses a prohibition, as the pasuk says, "Yishamer lecha u'shmor nafshecha ma'od pen tishkach es hadvarim." Beware for yourself and greatly guard your soul, lest you forget the things that you saw at Har Sinai. And the term "yishamer" constitutes a love. Ravina says "yishamer" and "pen" constitute two loving, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says "ushmor" constitutes a third love. So when a cheetah entered the Mikdash and ate the breads off of the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh, and the gold table used for taking them out because Malim Bekodesh Vein Moridin, the Kohen giving a shir nearby on the three lavin for forgetting one's Torah, had his Talmidim go and chase it, since they at least fulfilled their obligation of Lo Yamush by saying Shema in the morning and at night, which reminds us, Rabbi Yami taught, Afil Loshana Adam El Perek Echad Shachris Uperek Echad Arvis. Even if a person only learned one chapter of Torah in the morning and one chapter in the evening, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Hazemi Picho. This book of the Torah shall not leave your mouth. Rather, you shall contemplate it day and night. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught that even reciting Shema in the morning and evening fulfills Lo Yamush. Rabbi Yochanan added that it's forbidden to tell this before Amei Arz, but Rava says it's a mitzvah to do so. So once again, when a cheetah entered the Mikdash and ate the breads off of the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh, and the gold table used for taking them out because Malim Bekodesh Vein Moridin, the Kohen giving a shir nearby on the three lavin for forgetting one's Torah, had his Talmidim go and chase it, since they at least fulfilled the obligation of Lo Yamush by saying Shema in the morning and at night. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back Chazara. Daf Tzadihei. So the Simmer Daf Tzadihei is a Tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander, that must be more on Daf Tzadihei, Tzahal, tank commander. The tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with Halachim Apanim on it while they travel with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them. Beyodse, which reminds us, Amoraim asked, Lechem Apanim nipsal b'masos or enu nipsal b'masos? Did the Lechem Apanim become invalidated through Yotze leaving during the journeys in the Midbar when the Mishkan was dismantled, or did it not become invalidated during the journeys? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi discussed this topic. One of them said it becomes pasul, and the other said it does not. The Gemara concludes that there is no argument. One Amora is discussing where the Lechem was arranged on the Shulchan and therefore valid, and the other was discussing where the Lechem was removed and therefore puzzle. So the tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with the Lechem Apanim on it while they travel with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, Beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camp so no Zav or Matzor would enter where they shouldn't, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses sending Zavim and Mitzrayim out of the Machanos when the Mishkan was dismantled during Masaos. So the tank commander who instructed a battalion of tanks to escort the Shulchan with the Lechem Apanim on it while they traveled with the Mishkan so no one should remove the breads and puzzle them, Beyotze, and another battalion to guard the camp so no Zav or Mitzor would enter where they shouldn't, sent scouts ahead to prepare a place to knead and shape the Lechem Apanim, but told them to wait for the baking until they were inside the Azar, which reminds us, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says about the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, that Lishasan v'arichasan b'chutz, that their kneading and their shaping may be performed outside the Azara, but their baking must be inside the Azara. Ve'inun dochas ha-Shabbos, and their baking does not override Shabbos, rather, they must be baked beforehand. Rav Yehuda says, kol ma'asem b'fnim, all their preparatory activities must be performed inside the Azara. Daf Tzadi Vav. So the Simur Daf Tzadi Vav is a royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. So here goes. The royal herald. That must be more on Daf Tzadi Vav. The royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees. The royal herald loudly proclaimed the simon, Zadad Yahaz, to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, which reminds us, the next mission states that the Shtei Lechem were 7 tefachim long and 4 tefachim wide, with horns of dough 4 etzbos long. The Lechem Apanim were 10 tefachim by 5, with horns 7 etzbos long. Reviewed and provided a simon to remember these dimensions, Zadad Yahaz. So the royal herald loudly proclaimed the simon, Zadad Yahaz, to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, while pointing to the miskeres of the model of the Shulchan, which is below the tabletop, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes as if the miskeres, the frame of the Shulchan, was lamata or lamala, the tabletop. So the royal herald loudly proclaimed the simon, Zadad Yahaz, to teach the measurements of the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, while pointing to the miskeres of the model of the Shulchan, which was below the tabletop, as the king's servants lifted the Shulchan to proudly display that the Lechem Apanim miraculously stayed fresh the entire week. Which reminds us that the Gemara teaches that they would lift the Shulchan before those who came to the base of Migdash on the Regalim and display the Lechem on it, saying, Ruhi Baschem lifnei hamakom, see your belovedness before Hashem. This follows Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's statement, Neis gadol nasa b'lechem apanim, a great miracle occurred with the lechem apanim, that during its removal it was as hot and fresh as during its arrangement a week earlier. Daf Tzadi Zayin. So the Simur Daf Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The eccentric chess master's guess, chess master, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadi Zayin, chess. The eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that the pasuk begins with the term mizbeach and concludes with the word shulchan, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar explain, b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam, during the time when the beis hamikdash stood, mizbeach mechapra adam, the mizbeach would atone for a person, v'akshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, but now that the beis hamikdash is not standing, shulchan shel adam mechapra alav, a person's table atones for him through the mitzvah of providing for guests. So the eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the mizbeach, was impressed that the chess master removed the rods on his elaborate shulchan chess set used to keep the pieces separate before Shabbos, which reminds us that we learned that the arrangement and the removal of the kanim supporting the lechem apanim are not docha Shabbos. So the eccentric chess master's guest, who ate at his table giving the chess master a kapara, just like the mizbeach, was impressed that the chess master removed the rods on his elaborate shulchan chess set used to keep the pieces separate before Shabbos, and that the width of his one amah table was exactly 5 tefachim, like all kelim were, not like the amos of the mikdash structure, which were 6 Tefachim, which reminds us, Reb Meir says that all the Amos in the Mikdash were Beinonios, medium Amos of 6 Tefachim, except for the Amos of the Mizbech HaZahav and of the Keren Sovev and Yesod of the Mizbech HaChitzon, which were 5 Tefachim each. Reb Yudah says all Amos of the Mikdash structure were 6 Tefachim, while those of the Kelim, including the Shulchan, were 5 Tefachim. Daf Tzadik Ches. So the Siman Daf Tzadik Ches relates to Tzchok, and we use a clown for the Siman. So here goes. Inside the circus tent that had an image of Shushan Abir on the eastern gate, two clowns. Clowns? That must be on Daf Tzadik Ches. Tzchok. Inside the circus tent that had an image of Shushan Abira on the eastern gate, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that an image of Shushan Abira was drawn upon the eastern gate of the second base of Migdash. Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi debate its purpose. One said it was Kadesh Shiyedu Mehechem Bo, so they should know from where they came and properly thank the king of Persia. One said it was Kadesh Shiteemus Malchus Alehem, so that the awe of the rulership of Persia should be upon them and they would not rebel against them. So inside the circus tent that had an image of Shushan Abira on the eastern gate, two clowns were fighting whether 10 tables should be set up in two rows from east to west or north to south, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the orientation of the Kelim in the Migdash, and there's Malchus about the 10 Shulchanos of Shlomo HaMelech, whether they were placed east to west or north to south. So inside the circus tent that had an image of Shushan Abira on the eastern gate, two clowns were fighting whether 10 tables should be set up in two rows from east to west or north to south, while a third clown was having trouble lighting a long wick on the central shaft of the menorah, which faced the west, which reminds us the Gemara discussed the orientation of the menorah and the identity of the Ner Maravi. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff doing the one shutuf performs tenufa for his partners, but each shutuf performs smicha? That's on daf Tzadi Dalet. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn how smicha is performed that has to be on the head of the animal with two hands? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says there are three loving for forgetting one's Torah? He shamer, pen, ushmor. That's on daf Tzadi Tez. Good. Number four. Which daf do we discuss the dimensions of the Lechem of Panim and Shulchan and we learn Rabbi Yehuda Siman of Zedad Yahaz? That's on daf Tzadivav. Good. Number five. Which daf do we have a machlokes of a yorish performs smicha and makes tamura? That's on daf Tzadigimel. Good. Number six. Which daf do you discuss the orientation of the kelim in the mikdash and we have a machlokes about the 10 shulchanos of Shlomo Melech? That's on daf Tzadiches. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you discuss the source for malim b'kodesh v'lo maridin? That's on daf Tzadites. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you there are three tfusim, three molds for the lechem upon him? That's on daf Tzadidalet. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we machokas if the lechem upon him was shaped like a teva prutza, an open box, or a sfina roketas, a fast ship? That's on daf Tzadidalet. Good. Number ten. Which daf did we learn that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai taught that even reciting Shema in the morning and evening fulfills the pasuk of Lo Yamush Sefer HaTorah Zeh Mipicha? That's on daf Tzadi Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.